Welcome to Mrs. B on Your Wellbeing podcast. I am so thrilled to have you here. I'm Kat, and I truly hope you're going to love today's topic. Hi again. So today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to share with you the last couple of months, what's been happening, what I've understood, and how this could help you. So the last couple of months have been really, really hard for me. I felt really, really down, and everything was triggering, and Instagram was triggering, social media in total were triggering, and I just felt so powerless, and I couldn't find my inner strength at all. And something have changed, something has shifted. By taking a break, I actually managed to have some time for me to connect with me, tap to my inner wisdom, really. I've met a wonderful friend once, and she helped me so much by doing EFT tapping. I'm not sure if you know what's EFT tapping, but basically you just tap different meridian centers and you say special mantras, you know, different things. I mean, not special mantras, you literally just connect to how you feel. So for example, you start tapping and you feel, I feel upset. And why do you feel upset? I feel upset because nobody sees me. Oh, for example, you know, and I suppose that helped me to tap into how I feel. And there is a huge strength, you know, in admitting to how you feel, because there is some sort of hesitation always in it, isn't it? And just thinking like, I don't know if I can say it, or, you know, I don't know if that people understand me, or basically a lot of different stories that's been told in your mind that can stop you sometimes from doing it. But actually connecting to your honesty, you know, connecting to your genuine energy and accepting the emotions as they are, without trying to judge it, without trying to dish it out, you know, without trying to minimalizing, without actually putting any filters on it, just feeling the raw feelings was, I think, a big step for me, you know, to allowing myself to have that sort of emotions, to feeling powerless, you know. And then I started asking myself, why did I feel powerless? What made me feel that way? And then I've realized that I have given my power away for a very long time. I used to blame everyone and everything for everything that happened in my life. And I've realized that I haven't got control over what other people will do and what other people will say and what other people will think. But what I do have a control is over me. How I feel, how I react, what I do. And obviously, being an empath, it's kind of difficult. I don't know if you are an empath or a sensitive, but it's like you go places and you feel the energy, you feel how certain people think. You don't know what they think, but you do feel the energy, you know, around them. And I absorb the energy from other people. So for example, if I'm with someone that loves heavy music, I will love the heavy music. It's like my side of me will subside and I will just become the person in front of me, which is really brilliant, you know, when it comes to healing, because it's really, really helpful by actually connecting to the people. I can feel what they need, you know, where they need it and why they need it, some sort of thing, you know. So that's really, really helpful. But when it comes to my own personal life, that can be quite challenging, you know, trying to develop the strong foundation to stand my ground and say, no, this is not me, and I just want to disconnect from that energy and I want to be me. Now, in my family, you know, in my all my ancestors have never felt confident, and I have never felt inner power. So this is something that I had to develop from myself, started from the ground. Nobody ever tapped me on my shoulder and said, "You're doing amazing, keep going." You know, nobody's ever said to me, "You are brilliant, you are clever, you keep doing it because I see the potential in you." Nobody ever said that. And I'm not trying, I need to explain you one thing, right? I am not trying to play a victim mode. I am not blaming anyone. I'm just trying to share my story with you. So if you are struggling with something similar, you know how it feels and you can connect to it. And maybe you can find a solution the way I did. Okay, so this is just about sharing my story. I don't want you to feel sorry for myself because that's not the energy I'm in. You know, I felt sorry for myself for the last couple of months. I've done it with it. You know, I've gone to the stage when I'm like, I'm over it. I just want to go and do what I want to do. So, coming back to my family background. So, I think the hardest part for me was to become who I wanted to support me, if that makes sense. You know, I needed to become the protector. You know, I needed to become the parent for myself that supports me and pushes me forward and you know, gives me the strength and the energy and pushes me, basically gives me a safety and but still pushes me forward, you know. This was incredibly hard, and I think that's why the last couple of months were really, really incredibly difficult for me, and everything was triggering because I just felt so vulnerable and so low. And I think I was just searching for that inner, for that love, you know, for that acceptance, for the compassion from elsewhere, and all I was getting, just rejection. And that was my trigger. So what I did, I started meditating. I tried a lot of different things, and obviously they all look, don't get me wrong, everything helped and everything made me who I am today. And the fact that I'm actually talking to a microphone, you know, everything is what's step by step. And I've heard of meditation before, but I wasn't ready. You know, I needed to do Reiki first, I needed to do sound healing first, unlock my voice, start singing, start toning the things that I would never ever do before, you know, push myself bit further to build that resistance, to build that strength. Nothing is made overnight and nothing is as easy as everyone makes up, but nothing is as hard either. You know, I think sometimes we can translate in our minds that something is too difficult and then we give up too easy, too fast, before we actually had a chance to explore something and learn something and maybe master it as well. So the message for today is that, yes, you can connect to your own strength. You can find out who you really are, and you can achieve anything. But you have to understand one thing, that strength that you're searching for, it's within you. Nobody's ever going to give it to you. Nobody's ever going to, you know. And probably if someone did, you wouldn't appreciate it, or you wouldn't make your own name, you know. You wouldn't show the world that you are the strong person because someone's giving it to you. See, the true strength we find when we fall and when we touch the bottom. You know, when we hit that bottom and we feel like we can't take no more, that's when you are going to pick yourself up. That's when you are going to cry it all out. That's when you're going to find your strength. Nobody else will. But then the more you build that strength, the more you build that self-love, the more you build that self-acceptance, the more you will become unstoppable. Because, you see, the house you're building are going to be on your own bricks, on your own terms. And no matter how many times someone will try to shake it, you know, like a big bad wolf will try to blow it away, it's not going to, because you're building your foundations. The foundations that are stronger than anything in this whole world. So work on yourself first before you can come into relationship. And that's when you're going to build a healthy relationship. That's when you both will grow. Because you won't expect impossible things. You know, the things that you can only feel by yourself. And I think that's a message for you for today. Keep going. Keep building that strength. Keep patting yourself on your shoulder, saying you're doing amazing. You are amazing. You are incredible. Why would you ever doubt it? Think about it. You know, question every time you feel like you judge someone or judge yourself. Question it. When you shame yourself, you know, question it. Why? Why do you judge yourself? You know, why do you disapprove yourself? Why? And then start asking yourself a question, what if? What if I went today somewhere I really wanted to? What if I wasn't so harsh on myself today? What if I was just the way I am and that would be enough? What if? Anyway, I'll leave you with this thought. And have a wonderful day, everyone. I'm sending you my love and light. Bye. That's all for today. Thank you so kindly for joining me. If you have any questions, please remember to reach out. Send me an email to kat@mrsbioni.co.uk. And I will try to get back to you as soon as I can. Don't forget to connect with me through my social media. To find my account, simply type in Mrs. Peony Wellbeing. If you are local to me, come and join me. I offer one-to-one healing sessions or group workshops or sound baths on a weekly basis. Lastly, if you enjoyed it, please, 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 leave a review. Leave us a lovely, beautiful review coming from the bottom of your heart. It would mean the world to me to hear back from you. That's everything for today. Till the next time, I'm sending you all my love and light. Bye.